All right, trying something new here on the Corey Truax Show SoundCloud page. Typically, this page, if you don't know, does a lot of things in politics, culture, even some religious type stuff. But I, like 20-some-odd other million Americans, love The Walking Dead. And so I think we're going to try to do a weekly podcast breaking down each episode as they come. We'll probably include some other voices and friends along the way. So here is the ubiquitous, when it comes to The Walking Dead, spoiler alerts. If you've not seen Season 7, Episode 1, and you don't want to know about it, then stop listening to me right now and come back later, because we're going to assume on this podcast that you've seen every episode of The Walking Dead, including the latest one, as we do this every week. So, Season 7, Episode 1, of course, was the grueling, miserable hour of watching one of your heroes, Rick Grimes, totally emasculated for an hour and 6 minutes, and watching two beloved characters, one season one character, Glenn Rhee, with his head bashed into a puddle of goo, and also Abraham, had the same thing, loose sealed by the new villain Negan. Some thoughts on this episode. First, I was getting frustrated with The Walking Dead last year, primarily because it felt like the show stopped being about storytelling, which they were very good at, even though they were recycling the same general story. The same general story was struggling for humanity in an inhumane world, the same cycle of, oh, we found a safe place. Look, we found a prison. We found Woodbury. We found Terminus. We found the farm. We found Alexandria. Oh, it ends up it's not so safe, right? So it ends up being a little bit of the same cycle, but they were doing it with such skill of developing people, the change you would see in a Carol, in a Glenn over time, that you got very invested in these characters and you loved these people. But it got a little frustrating that they started coming off of telling the story of these people and started using little clever, cutesy tricks inside their camera work and editing to make that the show. Make the show about their devices and not about the people. For some examples, there was the dumpster thing. That total disaster of a decision to fake kill Glenn. That was a turning point in the show for me that went, oh, so that's what we're going to do now? You're going to be cute now? You're not going to tell stories. You're going to be cute and adorable and try to trick your audience. That's what you're going to do. And then equally, it showed for a minute that they weren't going to be brave anymore. They weren't going to allow those kind of deaths to happen to main characters. But, you know, obviously, they ended up killing Glenn anyway. In any event, there was that one. There was the shot on Daryl. I think it was episode 15 in season 6, where Dwight shoots Daryl, we find out later. But at the end of that episode, you don't know. You hear a gunshot, and blood splatters on your screen, so you can't see what happened. And so you don't, and you hear a little sound there, you don't really know what happens. And then the end of season 6, where they do the point of view thing, and you don't know who gets Lucille, right? So it started becoming about the devices. And I wonder if season 7, episode 1, if anyone would agree, and find me on Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, or Facebook, just look for Corey Truax, you'll find me there. There's a fan page if you want to click like on it on Facebook. Do you feel like the gore, the nastiness of this episode was a further device? Did they need to do it? Could you have established Negan is horrible and violent without needing to show puddles of human goo that was once ahead? Did you need to do it that way? Did you need a shot of Glenn's eyeball falling out of his head like the comic show to make the point? Is it lazy storytelling to use visual effects and those devices to make sure we understood who Negan was? I actually don't know how I feel about it yet. I don't know if that kind of gore, because that's a different level. Like, this is season 7, episode 1 was a fundamentally different show than everything we had seen in The Walking Dead previously, and possibly a fundamentally different show than everything we're going to see next. Like, this was a turning point one episode, and it's sort of like it used to be, but we have some fundamental changes. So let me know. Let me know what you think, if you think that's a device they used, or just generally what you think about that kind of gore and just the nastiness that was on the screen. So that's part one. I guess part two, in terms of reaction, is Rick was unbelievable as an actor. I actually felt it. Like, I felt him break in some way. with the cut off your own kid's arm, the facial expression. You know, Rick doesn't have a ton of dialogue in that episode. He doesn't have a chance to, as an actor, to give you lines to make you feel anything, but his face, I mean, he just, you felt it, and he was excellent. The guy, Morgan, who plays, not Morgan, the character in Walking Dead, but Jeffrey Dean Morgan, the guy who plays Negan, also a fantastic job. They did a very good job of making sure you know who, if the goal was, make sure everyone knows that Negan is the worst they've ever faced, that he's not the governor, that he's not Gareth from Terminus. He's not even the guy who Rick bit the guy's throat out. If you remember that on the road, that's, I guess it's season four. He's not even that guy. Like, Negan is fundamentally the worst thing this group has ever encountered. If that was the goal, they achieved it. Good job, Walking Dead creators, right? So I want to commend them in terms of reaction. That was very good stuff. And then just one final thought. I don't think this should have been a season premiere. I think it should have been a season finale. And maybe I am just emotionally I'm not as emotionally intelligent as some of you are, maybe, or others. But at some level, when Abraham gets whacked, it was hard to feel it because I've not seen you guys on TV for 6 months. I sort of forgot. Hey, why do I care about Abraham again? Why is he a big deal? Why am I really invested in him and Sasha and his Eugene friendship that's kind of reunited? Why is that a big deal to me again? And even with Glenn, as much as we love Glenn from season one, when you haven't seen him for 6 months, wait, why is his love story with Maggie really compelling? What was it again? I kind of forget. What's Glenn's fundamental role in this? Is kind of the character and the humanity of this group. If you do it at the end of a... do something like this at the end of a season, all that emotional investment, all that stuff we feel from Sunday night to Sunday night is much more stark. This one was more shocking because there wasn't as much emotional investment. We all sort of forgot why, or at least I know I did, why we care so much about these people. And so if you finish this season, one of my friends, Adam, had a great idea of where to finish it. Go ahead and finish last season with busting Abraham, Negan starting to talk a little bit, telling his, you know, Daryl hitting Negan, and then him twisting and beating the mess out of Glenn, and then he tells the vampire bat joke, and then says to Rick, what's the joke that bad? And end the season right there. End season six right there, where we still have a cliffhanger, we still don't know how it all ends, we don't know the fate of the rest of everybody. We just know that we hate this guy, and there's been horrible tragedy, and there would still have been lead up. There would have still been some lead up into those deaths. We would have still been feeling the previous things that had happened in that season. All right, so any thoughts on that? You can find it on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat. Look for me, Corey Truax. That's CoryTruax. And take a listen to some of this other stuff on soundcloud.com/CoryTruax if you have any interest in those topics as well. And we'll try it again to include some more voices and break down each episode of The Walking Dead as it comes. One quick other thing on predictions. I think the Daryl storyline is going to be super interesting as he's in the sanctuary there with the Saviors. Some kind of weird connection there with Dwight, who constantly seems like he wants to kill him, but maybe not really. And Dwight's got a bad situation there in the sanctuary. Something very interesting is going to happen there with Daryl. Interested to see that. Maggie at the Hilltop. Again, spoiler alerts, if you're not a comic reader, she ends up taking over the Hilltop and leading there. I think that's going to be a very good one. And then the rebuild. You know, Rick coming to trying to figure out what happens next in this new world. I think there's a lot of cool stuff coming. All right, that's it for this time. I don't know what we're going to call this thing. Recap The Walking Dead. I don't know what we're going to call it. But we'll try to do it week for week, and hopefully you will stick with us. Thanks for listening, and until next time, peace and love.